I'm Arliss.
I'm Brian.
And we are Art House Rewind Collectively. This is a podcast talking about all things film, art, and culture in Billings, Montana, as it pertains to Art House Cinema and Pub and the Babcock Theater. Gentlemen, how we doing? How was your Easter?
Good.
Slow.
Slow? Did you find the Easter bunny? Is that a thing? You're hunting
for
eggs.
Yeah, I found it. And
are you looking
squeezed
for the Easter
all the chocolate
bunny?
Out of it.
I don't. I wouldn't eat that chocolate. All right. Well, that was fun. Okay. So, gentlemen, let's talk about what's been going on. But before we jump into a couple film reviews, we opened a lot of films this last weekend, so we got stuff to talk about. But before we do, Brian, what are three things that you hope everybody on planet Earth knows about before we jump in?
Yeah. So, a couple of things going on at Babcock this weekend. First, on Friday, we have the 20th anniversary of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, am I that old?
One of those comedies that everyone really loved at the time, and I think it still holds up.
It still does. Like, I literally lose my mind when my friends and I are like quoting it. It's like, we need to rewatch that.
Yeah.
You see that?
I feel like the amount of quotes there was a good 2 years or so where I was like, okay, I'm over this movie because of everyone quoting it. Mm-hmm. But now I'm far enough removed from that it's like, nope, this still holds up. It's great.
Brian, what you're saying is that we're old enough that what was once cool went out of fashion. We're old enough that it's come
back around,
into fashion.
Back around.
That feels good.
That came out when I was 3 years old.
Yeah,
cool.
Thanks, Arliss. No, keep it up.
Another good one to check out this weekend at the Babcock is Thunderbolt and Lightfoot, excuse me.
The sequel, Thunderbolt.
The sequel, this is a Clint Eastwood film from 50 years ago, 50th anniversary with Jeff Bridges, and it was shot here in Montana, doing that on April 6 or 406, good one to check out. It's a good heist movie and 70s cars, really young Jeff Bridges. It's a blast. You should really check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun Montana movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, the third thing.
Yeah. Lastly, I'm going to have two new films here at Art House, but the one to really highlight. I'm going to do both of them really quick, though. Wicked Little Letters, British comedy, Jesse Buckley, Olivia Colman. Come check it out. It looks a lot of fun.
Both of them are awesome.
I like movies.
Okay.
Canadian film that I had a chance to see. And if you love movies, especially like early 2000s kind of film culture, blockbuster, those sort of things, this is a precious gem that you really need to check out. It really hits you in the feels. But this is a kid that is just obsessed with movies. And if any of you grew up like I did, like you will relate to this kid.
Cool. I'm in. Yeah.
I like movies.
Didn't you want to put my face over the poster?
I did want to put your face over the poster.
Also, I forgot about Twilight on Wednesdays. Those have been.
Yeah.
So I was there for the first show and just. 116 people came out, but it was also just such a fun crowd to be around. Like, even if they're not the greatest movies on the planet, you just know that people are just into it.
Exactly.
At some point, the experience of going to the movies and seeing a movie trumps whatever the movie is. Yep. Like, there's an environment and an experience outside of the cinema critique of, well, this wasn't that great. It's like, no, we're just here to have a good time. Yep. And it feels like one of those moments.
I think it's a good mix of people that were young when they came out and now this is a nostalgia thing, or people that are just like, yeah, they're really cheesy, but that just makes them fun to see.
They're still great. Okay. All right, gentlemen, we opened three films here at Art House this past weekend, and we're going to kind of lightly touch on all of them. Problemista, Sometimes I Think About Dying, and You Can Call Me Bill. So we'll start with Sometimes I Think About Dying. Brian,
I'm the only one here
that's seen it. So quick, just couple minute. If you're going to see it, here's some things that I would highlight or point out.
So I know I talked about this last week too, but this is a really subtle comedy. It's like a minimalist comedy that, I know one of our members, I sold her on it, and then she just came out and she's like, but it's so sad. And I'm like, okay, if you want to look at it that way, I think it's kind of funny, but, it's Daisy Ridley from the Star Wars sequels, and she's playing this introverted office worker that is approached by a new guy and that finds her interesting, wants to go out with her, and kind of her just kind of stuck in her own mind that she just is so in her own world that connecting to someone else, even if he's kind of really trying to put in the work on it, she just is struggling to come out of her shell in order to do that. And it's shot so well. It's got some good office humor in it too, of just like this office was almost perfect in this, like, this is obviously like 40-year-old furniture that's been in this office for years. A little bit of the, you know, a woman retires and there's the whole like sad little gathering as people have cake, and she just kind of sneaks in and takes it back to her desk without having to interact with anyone. It's really special. And I mentioned last week too that a film school friend of mine is the co-producer on it. He's also worked on films like Pig and Portlandia and things like that. So I really wanted him to try to do something special to, you know, send us a video or talk about it, but he's just so busy now that that just didn't happen. But still, we've got a couple more days. You got till Thursday to check it out. Really do check it out, because I think it is a special film if you give it a chance.
Yeah, cool. Okay. And then Problemista. So this is one I saw. Arliss, you've seen.
Yep.
Brian, we've all seen it. Yep.
And so this was one I was excited about based on the trailers. You know, I know I've said this multiple times on the podcast, but like just kind of peak indie film from the standpoint. It's weird, it's quirky, but it's also talking about bigger things at the same time. And so you can lean into it. So, gentlemen, what did you think about Problemista?
Yeah, so Julio Torres produced, wrote, directed, starred in it. I am curious what he's going to do in the future, because this did make me interested in him as a filmmaker from here on out. And so, like, a lot of it I loved. I loved the soundtrack, the visuals of it. But for me, like, as heartwarming as it was by the end, I kind of feel like the visuals of what was going on kind of, they're interesting, but also the story was kind of too light for what it was for its runtime for me.
Okay.
Where it just, like, it did, like, it's a stressful movie as it goes along, but then it was also kind of like, okay, I'm tired of being stressed out. I don't know where it's going. It's just Tilda Swinton yelling at him. It is a recommend, but that's just kind of how I, like, a weak recommend.
Sure.
And I do. I mean, yeah, I think watch it.
I would say, yeah, I would recommend it. I think there's a little bit of a caveat to it in my recommendation, Brian, before I go.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I agree a lot with what you said. I think it has a lot of creativity in it. I think it has a lot of imagination, and I just felt like there was a lot that I liked about it, but I wanted some of the storylines to be more cohesive than they were. And so I feel like this is one of those films that, like, in 10 years, if he has a little bit more experience and has two other great films, you might look back at this and be like, it's flawed, but you can see his creativity at work here. You know, something like some of those early Terry Gilliam films that, you know, until he got to Brazil, I felt like there was a lot of, like, you've got good visuals, you've got good ideas, but they're just not fully coming together. And so I'm interested to keep following him. But I think as an early effort, it's very creative and well done. I'm excited to see what he does.
I think for me, I really enjoyed, I mean, and we've hinted at it, but it's just different. Like, it's shot differently. The story is told differently. There's some, you know, real quirky characters. I think he's so great at being the lead and embodying. And I'm curious, like, what he is in real life and now, like, who he is in the story. Cause like, it's his characterization makes or breaks the movie in a lot of ways. For me, so really found a lot of joy, and you know, Brian and I, we watched it together, and kind of a couple laugh out moments. Yeah. So, like, I believe it's a film that should be seen. I think the way I would put my experience, and I feel like this fits in with what you guys are saying, is there's a lot of things that he's trying to talk about or point at that I was interested in, but none of it feels super hyper focused on any one of those things. So it didn't have any emotional impact or punch for me around any of those concepts. You know, there's a concept of immigration. And I mean, this film is doing, I think, some really creative and funny and interesting and like even heart-wrenching at some points when you start to think about the reality of things in our country and world. But it never lives there long enough or dives deep enough to give that emotional punch. You know, same thing with its commentary on the art world or commentary on just, you know, the hysterical nature of humanity and the way we feel like all we have to do is be angry and loud enough and we're going to get our way. Like, there's all these things that are happening. Again, very interesting, but it didn't emotionally resonate with me because it never went deep enough in any of them. It was trying to do too many things, I guess, is how I would say it. But I would agree. I'm really interested in, like, what he does next and after that and after that. And I think I've never made a movie, so this is in ignorance I say this, but I think as you make movies, you learn how to get that emotional punch better and better. That's gonna be broader.
Yeah. So like for me too, like Tilda Swinton looks crazy in this movie, but like the most rounded character was his character versus he's living with his roommates and stuff, and it's just like, okay, I don't kind of care about what's going on, but I'm just going with it. And also the Tilda Swinton being in this movie, I did notice a lot of I think one of his favorite. Seems like his one of his favorite filmmakers is Luca Guadagnino, just because Tilda Swinton was in a lot of his, was in a lot of his movies, and so like there's visual stuff where I was like picking up on that, and I appreciate it because it's like the little small stuff of like seeing Tilda Swinton's like headphones or her snake high heels and stuff, because that's what a lot of Luca Guadagnino's work, just focusing on small stuff like that, and so. It was like, all right, he's got influences that I like. So
I like it. Excellent callback, Arliss. Arliss with the film school. Yeah. Okay, just for the sake of moving on, Brian, any thoughts? Arliss, any thoughts? Has any of us seen You Can Call Me Bill?
Nope.
I've seen every Star Trek.
Neither did hardly anyone else.
I've seen every Star Trek, so I feel like I could.
The only thing I can say is I was looking up my ratings of Star Trek movies versus because. Was a conversation we were having with Star Wars, and then we just got into like space movies, and I'm like, "Oh, Star Trek movie, I have a lot more higher ratings than Star Wars movies for
Star Trek."
Yeah,
and that's great. Good call. Way to go. You're a sophisticated individual, Arliss. That's what we
think. Wrath of Khan. So 8 out of 10.
But to Brian's point, there is something interesting because this was a film like we were getting. Like,
I was getting
messaging
requests.
About it.
Yeah, I was.
And, like, this film is playing great. It's awesome. It's amazing. And then people were asking us, like, are you going to play this film? Are you going to play this film? So we booked this film and like 10 people total all weekend long.
Something like that. Yeah.
Come watch it. Tell me how it is.
So. Yeah. I mean, but we don't get to comment because we didn't go see it either. Yeah. Like if we saw it and we're like, this is amazing. Why aren't people seeing it? We're in the same boat. We didn't see it and we work here. So it's something interesting.
I do think that especially And you know, in the last, I'd say 4 years since the pandemic, I feel like documentaries are becoming more and more something that people want to watch at home.
Yeah.
And I will stick my neck out and be like, no, I think this is a documentary people are going to connect with, and I'll book it. But it's becoming far and few between that there's ones that are getting big theatrical movement.
So. Yeah. So I bring it up because you've got a couple more days to see it,
yeah,
and then it's gone. So if there's five others of you out there, I mean, maybe this podcast is going to blow up, you guys, and we're going to see so many people show up, maybe. Anyways, don't miss You Can Call Me Bill. But I agree with you. Like, documentaries in the early days of Art House were our bread and butter in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And then since the pandemic, we've had some quote-unquote bigger documentaries that just don't play as well.
So even Noonage Daydream, which I really loved.
Yeah.
And that had a more cinematic aspect to it. It wasn't just your straight-laced, like, biography film. Yeah. It had a whole element to it. Still not a huge hit for us.
So we'll keep trying, people.
We'll keep trying.
So
if you got that Kenny G documentary in 2021, I would have loved you.
That one didn't go theatrical. It was just on Max.
Yeah, calm down, Arliss. Calm down.
It was my top three of that year. The documentary is awesome.
Okay, you heard it here first, folks. Yeah. All right.
I recommend Kenny G.
I think thank you is all I can say. And I hope everybody has a really, really great day. We'll see you back next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.